It's a great pleasure to welcome you tonight to our reading by Joshua Weiner. This is, as you've already heard from Terry and from Greg, the 10th anniversary of the Larry Levis Reading Prize. And I think it's important to add that the Levis Prize isn't simply designed to honor a distinguished first or second book of poetry published in the previous year. It's also designed to recognize a book which, in one way or another, honors the aesthetic legacy of Larry Levis, whose importance as a poet continues to grow. There are very few other poets of the past decades who are able to match the range, the nerviness, and the ambition of Larry Levis. And there are surprisingly and sadly few who share his desire to mix the terrible privacy that is so often a part of the writing process with the need to involve that privacy with the world and the world's injustice. Joshua Weiner's From the Book of Giants shows us that he is one of that rare breed. In contrast to so many books of poetry, where we see the writer hitting upon a form, a persona, a formula that then gets replicated throughout the book like so many sausages, From the Book of Giants is a collection that offers us a dizzying array of approaches, ranging from big prosy narratives to poems of the most rigorous formal precision. He offers this variety not because he wants to show us how easy it is for him to write the tour de force. It's more because, as that car insurance commercial puts it, life comes at you fast, and the pressures and the mysteries and the paradoxes of contemporary existence seem to demand that a good poet must display every tool at his or her disposal if those challenges are to be met. You confront those challenges not by figuring out what the current period style happens to be, but by developing a style that is always protean, but which is also, and this is the hardest part, always urgent. From the Book of Giants shows us a writer who is in the process of arriving at such a style, and that style permits him to move effortlessly between the micro and the macro, between domestic life, which is complex enough in its own right, and public life. This is a book which has some of the most wise and tender poems about child rearing that I know of in recent poetry, but it also visits events such as the Madrid train bombings, the murder of a political activist by the Berkeley police, and a White House gathering to honor little league players, one of whom happens to be the poet's son. The scope of this book is staggering, and it brings with it the promise of an important career. Joshua Weiner holds a PhD from the University of California and is an assistant professor at the University of Maryland. He's already garnered a distinguished array of awards and honors, including a Whiting Fellowship, the Rome Fellowship from the Academy of Arts and Letters, and the Witter Bynner Fellowship from the Library of Congress. His poems have appeared in journals such as Poetry, Tri-Quarterly, the Yale Review, The Nation, and the New York Review of Books. I'm very pleased to introduce you tonight to Joshua Weiner.